For many people all over the country, this is a big weekend with a string of important matches. In Ulster, Donegal and Armagh face off in both the men's and women's senior football finals. Those games will take place in Clonus tomorrow evening. The County Monaghan town is steeped in Ulster football history, and our reporter Aaron McElroy has been there to find out what the game means to the community.
It really is a pure festival on that day. The buzz about is just unbelievable within the town, the crowd that bees about. You go to different experiences, there's nothing like Ulster Final Day in Clonus. As people say, if you could bottle it that day, the atmosphere that the town, St Jernings Park, creates, there's nothing just like it.
Patrick McCarville, the owner of the Creighton Hotel in Clonus Town. The family-run hotel is located at the bottom of Fermanagh Street, where close to 30,000 people will pass as they make their way to St Jernings Park. Clonus has become the traditional home of the Ulster Final.
Crook Park might have the Hogan and Cusick stand, but St Jernings Park and Clonus has the Jerry Arthur, the Pat McGrain and Eastern stands, the O'Duffy Terrace and of course the famous hill. It's all history.
Casement Park hosted it on occasions up to 1971. In 2020 it was held behind closed doors in Armagh, and the Anglo-Celt Cup was also lifted in Crook Park, most recently in 2021 because of COVID-19 restrictions. There was speculation that it could have returned to Croke Park this year, but for people living in the town, there's no doubt where it belongs.
There's lots and lots and lots of people around that day.
It means everything to the town for that 1 or 2 days of the year, you know.
Festival atmosphere here that you don't get in Casement Park.
A 2024 study commissioned by the GAA, LGFA and Camogie Association found that last year's final generated €1.5 million for Clonus Town. Bernard McNally is the owner of Super Value in Clonus.
No, 389, please. Thank you.
The day itself, like I mean, it's about 25-30% increase in business. For myself, for the town businesses, it's just, you'd be 100% more. As someone once said to me when we moved here first, like I mean, the rate collector came around twice a year, once after Christmas and once after the Ulster final.
With fans travelling from across the province, Patrick says that surrounding towns and villages also get the bounce.
Not every town in the country gets 30,000 people in once a year. They're all spending, they're all in good form. It's a significant financial boost, not just to Clonus though as well, it's to the surrounding areas. Like if you're taking Donegal fans, like Fermanagh gets a serious boost, all the towns, Enniskillen, Lisniski, Newtown, Ballybay, I know people over there, they all just get a turn.
Clonus GAA Club provides most of the volunteers that help the championship games run smoothly. This goes from the stewards to the groundsmen, the tuck shop operators and the post-match cleanup. Colin McCaughey is a former chairman of the club and said there's an army of help that makes the day a success.
The amount of people we require helping out is all the volunteers, that's going from the under 8s, under 15s, up to the committee members and just general local people getting involved in the club helping out, because it is a big commitment and we want to have to put the best foot forward.
For the 2025 Ulster Championship, new seating was unveiled at the pitch. This is part of wider investment to improve the facilities. Colin said that with the right support, improvements could continue.
The stadium is 25-26 years built in that respect since the stand was built, and probably had come a bit tired and needed upgrading, so there has been a lot of work being ongoing and we're hopefully that there will be more investment coming. I know that Croke Park and Ulster GAA has invested heavily in the latter years along with Monaghan County Board, and we're looking forward to more investment to keep Clonus in the picture for the Ulster final.
Planning approval was granted in 2021 for the redevelopment of Casement Park in Belfast, with Ulster GAA earmarking it as a future provincial ground and saying it could host finals. However, the stadium plan has been stranded amidst rising costs and questions over who will pay for it. The uncertainty this brings for Clonus is recognised, but the town isn't dwelling on future moves outside of its control.
I think it's the home of Ulster Final. I'm obviously a bit biased, but I think there's always going to be a place for Clonus in the All-Ireland series, and I think the facilities and all will keep improving, and we're only going to improve the offering we offer every year.
And that report was from Aaron McElroy in Clonus. By the way, if you ever get the chance to go to an Ulster final in Clonus, it absolutely lives up to the hype. It's a cracking day out.